This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I'm amped.
You're amped.
Full of adrenaline.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tom.
That's what you were shooting up before, I presume. You were in the bathroom for an awful...
Shooting up adrenaline?
Yeah.
Do people give...
You said you were full of adrenaline.
I know. It's natural.
Do people shoot adrenaline? Tim, before the show, we were just talking about Pulp Fiction. And that's what they put, they stab with the adrenaline.
Oh, Uma Thurman?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do people do that when they're not
I don't think so.
Being brought back from an overdose?
No, I don't think so. I think they, I think there's more fun stuff to shoot if you wanted to shoot something. Hey, if you want adrenaline, just get the old-fashioned way by participating in extreme sports.
Tom, guess how I got adrenaline this last week?
How's that?
It's finally happened, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a dad for 22 months.
Uh-huh.
Got into an altercation with another dad at the playground.
No. Was your son bragging that his dad could kick the shit out of anybody else's dad?
Here's the thing. this guy was like a typical Brooklyn dad, like too cool for school. Uh-huh. And like...
So he was a guy like you, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but like littler, but like 3 inches shorter than me. So okay. It's like, all right, cool. And like whereas I'm a vegetarian and don't have a lot of any real muscle mass, at least I like eat cheese, so I like have a little bit of bulk to me. Like I'm a little overweight.
At least I eat cheese. I have some bulk to me.
Yeah,
Tim, have any of these statements been validated by any kind of a doctor?
No. I mean,
Tim, it is unfortunate you're not eating any meat. You'll get enough protein, but luckily you're still eating that cheese.
No, what I'm saying is I outweighed him because of my unhealthy lifestyle. He's probably a vegan,
right?
So he was skin and bones.
Yeah,
he's so I was like, I can take this guy.
Raw food.
Tom, I think you and I are damaged in the same way.
What's that?
Okay, so can I describe the altercation?
Okay.
So it was a party for another kid.
Uh-huh.
This kid's moving away.
Okay.
My son, one of my son's best friends. It's devastating.
How does this kid's parents feel about him moving away?
Well, no, they're taken.
Okay.
And it's a her, Tom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Your son's friends with a girl.
Little kids can be girls, too, these days, Tom.
Wow. Now I've heard it all.
So, you know, they go to the park with a bunch of people, you know, like, hey, we're going to play with the kids for the last time.
One last hurrah.
Yeah. So my son and this little girl.
Where are they moving to?
I don't know.
You don't want to
out of
some...
state, Tom. Okay. I'm not going to dox
like
these people.
Like somewhere far?
Far enough that, like,
they're not going to see each other ever
one,
again.
Mm-hmm. And, like, what everybody I was, like, telling other parents, like, of kids, like, you know, our friends who have older kids. It's like, his best friend is moving away. And they're like, they were going to be in a different class at some point. Like, they're like, in the first 5 years, their friends turn over five times. Like, stop being so dramatic.
Before this, his best friend was a truck.
still, you know, maybe number one. So these two went off and there's like a monkey bars place and like rings that you can do. And they were going up on the step and jumping down. So the step is like a foot off the ground, they're not yet two. Mm-hmm. So they're climbing up, laughing, and then jumping down. And like doing that for like 10 minutes. And me and the other dad are sitting standing there talking, having a great time, watching our kids have fun. And this girl comes on the monkey bars, who's probably like 7 or 8.
Yeah, big kid.
Yeah, and she comes through. And then we hear from the bench, like her vegan Brooklyn dad go like, "Hey, maybe those people can get out of your way so you can go on the monkey bars."
Those people? It's a one-year-old.
Yeah, it was two little kids.
Yeah.
And like, we're like, okay. And I was like, hey, buddy, like, she's coming through. Like, I did more than I needed to do.
Uh-huh.
And then like...
It's a playground.
It's a playground. Yeah. So anyway... I don't want to get too far into this. I'll tell you why. I don't want to get too into this.
You're getting me upset already.
Right. So, like, 2 minutes later, he goes like, "Hey, guys," to us. And he's like, "Maybe you want to take your kids somewhere else so they don't get kicked in the face by my daughter."
What?
And I was like, "Oh, no." And, like, the other dad, my friend.
Maybe you want to take them somewhere else so my daughter doesn't kick the shit out of them.
Yeah. And my friend. Uh-huh. I'm comfortable calling him my friend. Right. We've hung out. We're never going to see each other again next week when they move. But it's just like...
And then your friend will go back to being a truck.
he was just like, "Yeah, man, no, they were playing here, so they're just going to keep playing here."
Yeah, he is a care. He's moving away.
Yeah, but like, he's right. And like, I'm getting steamed. I'm like you. I'm already like...
out of 10.
Yeah. So I'm like, "All right, play it cool, Tim." And so, you know, again, he's like, "Guys, it's really not appropriate for your kid. Get your kids out of here." And I'm ready to like lose my mind. And the other dad, and I don't know him very well, and he's a nice guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like me and my friend.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I don't want to like lose it in front. And like he just goes, "Why are you so mad, man? Like, calm down." I was like, "That's cool." Being like the "haha, you mad" is the best response anything.
Yeah.
And then this guy continued being, and like, then other people jumped in defending us, like unrelated people. And like, I was just like, "Look, man, you're the one guy that thinks this. And look, your partner," who's this like woman who was just like sinking into the bed.
Like,
"She's not thrilled about what you're doing either. Like, you got to recognize if everybody else disagrees, you're probably wrong." He's like, "That's a stupid way to go through life, man."
That's what that guy's thought his entire life.
Yeah. And then he goes to his daughter. He's like, "All right, well, you heard him. Do what you got to do if those kids get in your way." Like,
God.
And like, so I was, but like, looking to the other dad, he's like, "Man, look at this goof, huh?" Yeah. Like,
and you're like, "I'm either not going to do anything, I'm going to pass out from all this adrenaline, or I'm going to black out and strangle this man with my bare hands."
Yeah. And I was like, "All right." I said to like my son, I was like, "All right, well, get out of the way, because her dad told her to kick you in the face." I don't know. So then like we eventually walked away. The kids wanted to go somewhere else. But like me, I'm just there. I was there for another hour, like in other parts of the park. And like, I'm just like, shaking with anger and like going off, and like a kid went to the spray park and went down the slide or whatever. And then I was like telling my wife, I was like, "Man, what's the name gone to?" And she's like, "Ah, that's crazy." And then I saw the other dad, my friend again. We were like, I was like, "Man, that was wild before." And he's like, "What?" "Oh, yeah, that guy. What was with that guy?" And he's like, "So anyway," and like started, it's like, and I was like, "This has consumed me," and it continued consuming me. Like, in bed that night, I was like, "You know what? I should have fucking done it." Like, this guy thinks he's on shit. And like, and the guy lost.
I should have karate chopped him.
The guy lost. Like, enough people, like, he left in shame at some point and was like, "All right, everybody here hates me." Like, but like, 10 minutes later, the other dad had forgotten it even happened and was just like, let's talk about something else. It was like, "Yeah, that guy was weird, huh?" but I was like, if Tom was here, and like, forevermore, like, that's a story I'm going to be talking about 6 months from now. And this guy's forgotten. 10 minutes later, he was just like, yeah, weird, huh?
Well, I hope you learned your lesson, Tim, that that man's not a real friend of yours. I hope right after you were probably thinking in your head, like, oh, I'll tell Tom Blair this week. He'll get it. He'll be mad.
Yeah, but I did. And I was just like, I think I got to talk to Tom and think, and say, like, look, we're, I think, doing things wrong. I think we're doing our lives wrong. Because, like, all the time, we are more concerned in whatever little altercation or slight happens at an otherwise nice thing, and it always overshadows the thing. Like,
not I'll be slight. Like, I shouldn't say slight.
Yeah,
because I'm not the kind. I don't think you are either. The kind of person that's like, oh, did you see the way that guy looked?
No,
I guess a little bit, but
but it'll be like, hey, I saw on Instagram you were at the baseball game. You wouldn't believe this fucking guy two rows behind me the whole time. And even if it wasn't something that, like,
I don't know who won, but
yeah, even if it wasn't something that, like, we very rarely personally get involved, but we get, like, so fixated on somebody doing something that annoys us.
I just don't understand how certain people live their lives the way they do.
Like us? What?
No, like that guy.
Who?
The
My
guy,
friend?
No,
or
the guy telling, his daughter, or telling you guys, you gotta move your kids.
Yeah.
I guess it's a playground.
Yeah, that's what other parents were saying. Yeah. They're like, it's a public playground.
Yeah, nobody has to move
it's,
for
it's
anybody.
It's not appropriate for them to be there.
It's not appropriate.
Yeah. I know.
You can
see,
do whatever you
see, we're see? But, like, other people, you know, I think we'll live longer than we will.
Yeah, we'll get so upset about it. We'll get more upset than this guy was about it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're already more upset.
Yeah,
and
you
it
got
was
me
his
all
daughter
riled
that
up.
Was being threatened by this guy. Yeah.
But yeah, that also stinks because, like, you don't want, you got to be careful because, like, you know, it's not the little girl's fault. You don't want
that's
her
a thing.
To get upset about anything.
Be like,
you don't want to upset her at all.
And these are all the things I'm thinking about, like, lying in bed that night. And, like, literally, it was, like, the night before, like, I had, like, I had to get up real early and go to the airport, and I had a very busy week, and I had a very stressful week ahead, and, like, I could have been doing more productive things, either, like, getting ready for the week or sleeping, like, getting rest.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking about this thing that happened
it.
10 hours earlier at the playground that, like, ultimately was nothing.
Yeah.
It was, like, you
didn't
know,
lead to anything.
Ultimately, 8 sentences back and forth with a jackass.
Yeah.
Now I'm all red, aren't I? Am I all red right now, Tom?
You're a little red, but I think I am too, Tim. I'm mad about this. I think I'd like to start coming to the park with you and your son.
That was the point of all of this stuff. We're all red like a couple of dang tomatoes.
Hey, well, it's a good thing because guess what we're talking about this week? Fucking tomatoes.
Tomatoes. We're talking about tomatoes.
Yeah. Not the way it sounded.
Right.
Eating them.
Growing them.
I guess there's nothing wrong if you wanted to do that to a tomato.
Hey, called Jason Biggs, right?
That was an apple pie.
Yeah, but, you know, some people say tomatoes are fruit.
Well, oh boy, we're going to get into that. The tomato pie is a thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds gross, though, huh?
It depends on the tomatoes, Tom. The reason I wanted to do tomatoes this week,
okay,
is because this is the second year you're gonna.
Is it because you found out it was this vegan guy's favorite food?
I'm gonna ruin it for
and
him.
You were hoping, he's like, well, Monday, time to search the internet for my favorite food again, see if there are any podcasts about it.
I don't know that he was vegan, but like
he looked like a man who's never eaten honey.
Yeah, or like would like, you know, be upset that somebody had honey near him. Would you mind getting that honey out of here?
Yeah, honey. Is there like a vegan that's okay with food that insects have made?
I don't think so.
Huh?
Because I think that's insects are animals, Tom.
Yeah, but come on.
I know we, but. Hey, and nothing against vegans, by the way. I wish I had the wherewithal to be a vegan.
Yeah, I like cheese too much.
Just knowing that guy's going to outlive me.
I don't know. Maybe not. He's gonna say something like that to the wrong person.
Run afoul of somebody.
I mean, I've seen like people like that say things to people sometimes where I'm like, oh boy, I would like there's this like
we're not gonna talk about tomatoes at all. I got you all riled up.
No, but there's like this weird guy in my building who's probably like 10
listening to us right now.
Probably like 10 years older than us. And like seems like at some point he had like some weird anger problem because like he got into things with me a couple of times, but like I don't know. I could kind of read like, something's off about this guy. So like in those cases, I don't get mad, actually.
Right.
Because I can just kind of tell like something else is going on here. I'm going to like disengage from this.
That's what I was going to say to this guy.
Mm-hmm. I can tell something's wrong with you.
I regret not going like, hey, it definitely seems like you have something else going on in your life that you're taking out here, which would have like infuriated. I would have been like, I'm not gonna fight with you because you're going through something, which it's just a way to make him feel bad about himself.
Feel bad about whatever it is that's upsetting him.
Yeah.
When I worked at retail, I actually had like a couple of times where I did pull that out and it actually like de-escalated the situation.
Oh, yeah.
Surprisingly.
People, like, thank you for
I didn't like put it in that way, but I was like, look, obviously what you're upset about right now is not what you're actually upset about. The subtext being like, because that would be ridiculous. Like the level of upset you are right now. But yeah, this guy, so like I would always kind of disengage, but like he just kind of looked like, I don't know, like the stereotype of like a middle-aged like computer programmer. Like
now this is a falling down situation, Tom.
yeah, kind of looked like, you know, like a little overweight and like just like pale, like just looked like not healthy, like not eating right, not exercising, anything like that.
It's like, kind of like us, but 10 years older.
Yeah. But like just not in a good place. And that's why, like, you know, he like yelled at me about my dog one time. And I was just like, yikes, like my dog peeing on the sidewalk, like peeing on the curb, that not being.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, all right.
Get that dog use a toilet.
Yeah.
Like the dog that tells me to murder people.
But then I've seen him like yell at like teenagers who are like, you know, like pull up in a car and they're like blasting their stereo or whatever with like tinted out windows. And I'm like, oh boy, like, no, you're barking up the wrong tree. Like, yeah, go after like me. I'm not. But like, I don't know. This car pulled up. It's got no license plates. The windows are tinted and you're screaming in there. You don't even know what's in there. Like, don't do
what,
that.
Like a big monster's in there?
No, but like, I don't know. A bunch of bad guys could be in there.
Yeah, it could be bad guys in there.
So I've just seen him like do that. Not recently. It seemed like something was way wrong.
Like
a while
on this show, we're canonically extremely terrified of teens. You're like, he could yell at me, but there are teens, and they might kill him.
Yeah, teenager could do anything, Tim. Well, I mean, like the teenage, like I've seen him do it with teenage. I've seen him do it with people, you know, just like adults. And like for the most part, people ignore him or maybe like engage for a minute and then realize like you're crazy, I'm out of here. But then I've seen him like get into it with teenagers, and it's like, well, now some of these teenagers are like surrounding you and you don't really even really seem aware that like those two just went behind you.
Yeah.
And you're still yelling like you're lying.
Teens, they travel in packs and they're wily.
And
they don't often suffer consequences.
Yeah.
Dexter Holland said it best. Under 18, you won't be doing any tie-eye.
I wouldn't be surprised. I should ask him.
Dexter Holland?
No, this guy that lives in my building. Yeah. If something eventually happened, because like one day he just stopped. I think it might have been like he got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, either that or like he figured out a way to channel his rage that we'll find out about on the news.
Yeah, something like that. So he's always outside drinking yoo-hoos.
Yoo-hoos?
Out of glass jars. Not jars, glass bottles.
Yeah, I mean, Hey, that's the best.
I mean, you're gonna drink it. Yeah, yeah, but I. But
do
just
they
like
make
a weird
you
thing.
In a plastic container? I don't think they do.
They make them in milk cartons.
Oh yeah, but come on. I would. Then I would suspect this guy is something if he's drinking Yoo-Hoo out of a freaking milk carton out there.
I don't know. He would go to the super bar, come back with like a six pack of Yoo-Hoos and bottles, and sit outside and drink them all, just sitting in front of the building.
Yeah. It's probably best that you just kind of let it go.
Exactly. So I just stay away.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, Tim.
Tom, the reason I wanted to do, or I suggested this, mm-hmm. Tom, you're going to make fun of me for this. Last 2 years,
yeah,
really gotten into tomato season. Here in the Northeast, it's like mid to late summer.
Okay.
Through early fall is when you're going to get some really good local tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And tomatoes, local and in season.
Yeah.
Night and day, and you might, I don't know, you seem like someone who would take offense to this, then like, you know, something you'd get at the supermarket in the winter that's shipped in from, you know, far away. Like, the difference between them, it's like two different freaking vegetables. Tom.
Well, do you know about, because I was doing a bunch of research into that, about like how they like make tomatoes available year round?
Let's hear it, Tommy.
So here's how tomatoes work, Tim. This is gonna get a little sexual. I hope that's all right.
What?
When two tomatoes touch each other as they grow, they produce a chemical called ethylene. This gas causes the tomatoes to ripen faster and also makes them more likely to rot. So basically, once tomatoes touch, they get all
another tomato.
By another tomato, not just by like a man.
You can touch it with a pear.
Yeah.
And they'd be like,
or even a human hand, and that's not going to do it for them. It needs to be another tomato, and then they get like horny about it.
I mean, that's what you read into it.
Yeah. What? I think, that's what ripe means. Horny.
Ripe?
Yeah.
In terms of
ripe.
Food?
Yeah, it's ready to go. It's ripe.
That's what you ripe think when taking. It's like, oh, this is a really nice ripe.
Yeah, it's at the peak of its fertility.
Wow, Tom, you and I...
Is that wrong? I don't know if it's wrong.
I don't know. I might even say that it's correct.
Right.
However, it ain't right. You know what I mean? I would say that might be... But like the way I think of it, when you say a food is ripe,
yeah,
I think of it as like, this is when it's best to be eaten.
Yeah.
Best to be consumed.
But
not
that's
like...
but that's not sexual things. Well, I'm putting myself in the tomatoes mind.
Yeah, well, that's what I don't do.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe
that's
you
what
should
I think nobody does.
Open your mind
for maybe
a
this
little
freaking
bit.
Yoo-Hoo guy.
Put yourself in the tomato shoes once in a while and see what happens.
I don't
it might
do that,
make
Tom.
You more empathetic.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I spent a lot of time slicing up tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, this ethylene.
Don't you hate when people like they encounter a vegan and they're like, so you don't care about killing plants though, right? Like,
I don't think I've ever.
There are people that are like, so you don't like killing things, but did you know that every plant you like, you have no problem killing that life?
I've never heard that argument.
It's kind of like,
and that's not saying you said you ever meet a vegan. Vegans aren't like that. You're
no,
saying
no.
You ever,
meet somebody who says that? Have you ever heard somebody like that line of thinking?
No,
that often happens. Like,
you hang out with a lot of close-minded people. People at the park.
I know I do, Tom.
These new friends of yours who don't even understand how angry you're supposed to get.
And anything, yeah. No, but you like you'll see that online that like, oh, so you don't want anything to die? What about like shut up, you assholes.
Tim, it sounds like you gotta go to vegan message boards that have better moderators that kick those people out of there sooner.
Yeah, I am on some vegan message boards. Like I said, I aspire to be a vegan.
Yeah. Cheese is disgusting. It's a disgusting idea, but it's the best food in the world.
I know, but
and
you grind
cream.
Up some freaking walnuts or something.
No,
and
it's
like,
not
it's
as good.
It's close enough.
Oh, no. It's look, I've had some vegan cheese that's been pretty good. I've had some vegan cheese that I'd rather eat plastic.
Yeah, but it might have been plastic. But, like, who cares? Like, how good does cheese need to be for you? And if I never eat this delectable thing again, I'll simply die.
Yeah. That's 100%
true. That's the choice I've made as well. So yeah. I guess we're on the same page.
Also, all right. I think cheese can be infinitely good.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't think I've yet experienced the best cheese I'm ever going to taste.
See, this is where you and I differ. This is why I can't get into fine dining either. Uh-huh. Where it's like, there's a limit to the enjoyment that I can get out of any food. And, like, that's a pretty high bar. Like,
mm-hmm. It's right above McDonald's.
Slightly, yeah, Wendy's, we'll say. But, like, beyond that, yeah. Like... The, like,
it's lost
between
on you.
Like the $75 meal, mm-hmm. and like the $800 right. meal, like there's no the I'm gonna hit my ceiling of mm-hmm. like being able to appreciate that.
I think I'm like that with everything except cheese.
Mm.
Like I've had some expensive cheese where I've had expensive cheese where I'm like, this is disgusting. It tastes like puke.
Yeah.
But I've had bits of expensive cheese where I'm like, wow, I didn't know something could.
Yeah, but sometimes there's like a whiz that you eat, and mm-hmm. it's like, all right, that's better than most cheeses I've had.
Oh, no, cheese whiz?
Yeah.
No, and don't get me wrong, cheese whiz
right
is pretty
context,
good too,
yeah.
but not better than the best cheese I've ever had.
Mm.
You just have like very bad taste.
I think I do,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Hey, I hang around with you.
Well, at least I get mad at strangers.
I know, this is why we... I mean, I really think that's why. Like, most of my friendships have not lasted as long as our friendship.
Yeah.
And I really think it's due to our irrational escalation in our own minds. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
We're not walking around picking fights with people.
No.
We're far too cowardly to do that.
No, I think, like, there's a sliding doors world. You remember that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, of course.
Where, like, something went a little bit wrong, and me and you were both serial killers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where everything went the same way, except, like, I don't know, our inhibition to hurt people is not there or something.
Yeah. So you should make a multiverse movie about us, and there's, like, and Yoo-hoo drinking Tim and Tom Primes that just, like, have murdered a bunch of unsuspecting parents at the park.
And they're just, like, they're super ripped. And then it's like, you two don't kill? Well, you don't sound like any Tims and Toms at all to me.
Tom, you just thinking about that really scared me.
It sent a shiver down my spine.
Thinking about tough serial killer versions of us.
Yeah, drinking yous. They come from another universe. I don't know if we're in their universe where they know the ins and outs of how to get away with it for so long. If they've come to our universe, I don't know which is worse.
Hmm. Like Dark Cooper from the Twin Peaks reboot.
Exactly. But anyway, the tomatoes, the way they ship them all year round is that they've figured out, like, they pick tomatoes before, they figured out you can pick tomatoes before they're ripe and then just gas them with ethylene. But they've also figured out, like, oh, we can pick them before they're ripe. Put them in these greenhouses, not greenhouses, like warehouses that, like, I forget the exact mix, but, like, you know, our atmosphere is like nitrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide. They can, like, change that mix and these tomatoes will just stay.
Yeah.
They'll just be green tomatoes for months and then.
Then blast them with the
ethylene. And then they're
the
like,
right,
hey, Wendy's needs some more tomatoes. And they're like, all right, we'll gas them up. And they gas them, throw them in a car. Not in a car, probably.
I don't think you understand the scale at which tomatoes are distributed around the world.
They put them in a truck. And then by the time they get to Wendy's, they're ripe.
Yeah.
But that's not the way tomatoes are supposed to grow.
There's so many things.
So they don't taste like anything. They're like tasteless.
Yeah, this reminds me.
Like you.
This is, again, I hang around with you. This is like tech bro thinking. Mm-hmm. And this is like prototypical. Because like this is actually technology, right? This falls under. But like
boop, boop, boop,
where
boop,
it's
boop,
like
boop, boop.
oh, it's the same. Like, mm-hmm. we'll do it this yeah. way, and it's the same thing. It's like, no, these tomatoes fucking suck. And like, yeah. this, like
better, it's better than eating a green tomato, but
yeah. And like, this AI generated song sucks shit. And yeah. like, oh no, no, we figured out a way, and it checks all the boxes.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, this sounds like a song, yeah. but it doesn't. I don't enjoy it like a song. This tastes like a tomato, but I'm not enjoying it like a tomato.
It doesn't taste like a good tomato.
Yeah.
Like, it tastes like a tomato because it is a tomato, technically. Right. And then mm-hmm. comes to the point where it's like, hey, you and I grew up on those tomatoes. We never got, like, farm-fresh tomatoes at, mm-hmm. Like, even at the grocery store now, yeah, right? Yeah. They have, like, the in-season local tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That are five times the price of these other, like, yeah, yeah. shipped from wherever tomatoes. Mm-hmm. It's like, I buy fancy tomatoes like an asshole. And it wasn't until last summer where I was like, I'm going to start buying fancy tomatoes like an asshole.
Uh-huh.
Changed my whole life.
Now, do you not buy tomatoes if they're not in season then?
I'll buy the cherry tomatoes, and I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
It's easier for them to... I think who's that guy? Jay Kenji Lopez Alt. Do you know that guy?
No, I don't know that guy.
I always bring him up on food episodes of this okay. show, and you're always like, you're the only person who's heard of him. No, he's a huge.
You watch a lot of food stuff for a guy that doesn't like food all that much.
I love food, Tom.
Well, who can't appreciate food?
I can appreciate food. There's just I recognize
just
a ceiling.
Not good food. You can recognize good food. You can't recognize great food.
It's not that I can't recognize it. It's that I don't.
I don't like it.
I don't find. Yeah, sure, Tom. All right. I forget why. I'll have to look it up during the break. But like cherry tomatoes and like plum tomatoes, the smaller the tomato, the easier it is to make it to ship it long. Waves out of season, so I'll do that on like if I'm looking to top a taco or something, but I wouldn't make it a sauce out of it.
Right,
I'd get the canned Marzano tomatoes.
Yeah, well that's what I was reading, that they said, like, you know, a lot of times canned tomatoes are better than quote unquote fresh tomatoes if they're not in season.
Exactly, Tom.
Because they might have been canned somewhere where they are in season.
At peak ripeness. That's true with a lot of frozen food as well.
Yeah.
Vegetables in general. It's like, oh, what are you getting, frozen corn? It's like, yeah, because it's freaking wintertime.
Yeah. And it's cold.
It's cold.
That's how I know this is fresh. It's already frozen. It's
grown in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Came out of the ground frozen, still frozen.
Go buy it over there where they've already de-thawed the corn.
Yeah, no, I'll do that at home.
Yeah, idiot.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, Tim, we're talking about tomatoes. You said you like tomatoes.
Did you have nothing to say? Because I can tell.
I don't know why I started recording. No, I have so many notes, I kind of don't know where to begin.
Tom, real quick question. Okay. What's your favorite tomato dish? Oh, tomato forward dish?
Ketchup.
Huh. Yeah, but you don't like... Do you like Heinz? Do you like sugar ketchup?
Yeah.
That's the best kind of ketchup. Yeah, because like you ever have a ketchup? Like, ooh, this is natural ketchup. It's like, this tastes like fucking tomatoes. What are you doing?
Mash up tomatoes. Give me some sugar ketchup, please. My favorite tomato forward dish, I do like tomato soup a lot. Like a nice tomato bisque.
Yeah.
Especially with like a grilled cheese sandwich.
You like the cheese with it.
Yeah, oh, dip in a grilled cheese sandwich and a tomato soup.
Classic. And that's not delicious. Just for the winter, my friend.
Nah, you can do it anytime. Do it 120 degrees. It's fine.
Tom, can I tell you a great summertime lunch that you should try? Mm-hmm. Just an old-fashioned tomato sandwich.
Oh, go to hell. I'm not going to eat. I don't want to eat it. Put some cheese in there.
No, Tom. Oh, no. Mayo. Here's what you do. Like mayonnaise. No.
Yeah, sure. I'll eat a mayonnaise sandwich.
You get some hearty white bread, Tom.
I don't really like white bread.
Guess what? Mm-hmm. You put some butter.
Okay.
In a skillet. All right. A lot of butter.
Okay. A lot. Okay. Now you're convinced.
And you toast one side of it in butter. Mm-hmm. Just one side, the inside of the bread. Uh-huh. Then you put a shit ton of mayo all over it. Get some thick slices of some fresh. In season, heirloom tomatoes.
Old tomatoes.
Salt them. Uh-huh. You salt them. You pepper them. Uh-huh. You put them on there. Tom, this thing will blow your goddamn mind. You don't like white bread?
No, not really.
Yeah, you do. No, what do you like Wonder Bread?
No, that's white bread.
Yeah, I know. Like... Is that what you're thinking of? Like a hearty white, Tom.
I see what you mean.
Look, 2 inches thick.
Yeah, it's got like the big. Crevasses in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kinda
and then
that.
One side of that all sucked up in butter.
It kind of cuts your mouth when you eat it.
No, it's soft.
Okay.
Anyway, that's mine. Or a sauce, a big tomato sauce. Sometimes we call it a gravy.
A big tomato sauce. Yeah, I'm not a huge tomato fan. I frequently take tomatoes out of like sandwiches and burgers.
Really?
Yeah.
I take
not all the time. If it's too much of a pain in the ass, I won't do it. And sometimes I won't do it because I do want a tomato in there, but it's not all the time.
You know what? On a burger, especially when it's like a low quality, freaking blasted with the nitrogen or whatever the hell.
Yeah. If it's like a fast food tomato,
yeah. Sometimes it's too slippery, slips right out, or it's like. Too smushy or something. Yeah. It's like, come on, give me quality or I'm taking you off.
I guess the most common burger that I eat with tomatoes is like a Whopper.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I eat Whoppers all the time.
But every element of the Whopper is integral.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't order it without tomato.
Can you believe there was a time in my life as a sicko? I would order it without pickles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What a dunce.
Does a Whopper have pickles in it?
Yeah, it has pickles on it.
Okay, I don't know. I just know the taste of a Whopper.
It's got like everything on it.
Yeah, it's good.
I would like a Whopper now, Tom.
Like a Whopper, please.
They better not discontinue the Impossible Whopper.
I don't think that.
I'm a little worried about like this like fake meat revolution is just going to like end because like, again, I think these fake meat companies essentially are tech companies.
Yeah.
And I think they got so much VC funding that they need like insane growth. It's like unless like they make the whole world vegetarian by 2026, they're just going to like completely.
I think a lot of the like valuations on those brands are predicated on the idea that like in 20 years, this will be all.
We won't need cows anymore.
Yeah. It's people looking at the, you know, or these companies going, hey, look at how much money everybody spends on beef in the whole world all year round.
If we could capture 80% of that.
Just 80%. We would be a $1 trillion company.
Yeah.
I'm even seeing a backlash on that, Tim. I got some vegetarian hamburgers recently that were called... something like real black burgers, real black bean burgers or something. And the whole thing was like, these are not fake meat. This is actual vegetables.
Tom, I've been feeling that myself as a vegetarian, where it's just like, you know what? I'm kind of sick of the beyond and the impossible. Like, give me something where I can see the vegetables and the beans in it. Like, give me real food.
Well, and I think sometimes...
I don't care if it bleeds.
Sometimes, yeah. And sometimes, like, you get a vegetarian hamburger at a place, and it's just, like, not good. It's just, like, I don't know, just, like, a bunch of shit that's mashed to hell. So it kind of, like, doesn't even taste like anything. It doesn't taste like a burger, but it doesn't taste like vegetables either. It's just kind of, like, filler.
Yeah.
And these...
That's the worst.
This, it was, like, less mashed. It was pretty good. Like, it didn't taste like a burger, but it... like adequately substituted like a patty in that, you know, sandwich or whatever.
Tom, I got a really great black bean burger that I'd like to serve to you one day.
Well, I'd be happy to have it. All right. So we're pro tomatoes on Whoppers.
Yes. Okay. I'm pro tomatoes in many cases. I like a sauce.
Have you always liked tomatoes?
No, for the same reason I didn't like pickles is because like way that I really I've always liked tomato sauce.
I remember when you came around on pickles
because my only the only pickles I ever ate as a kid like were on a McDonald's cheeseburger,
right?
And
yeah,
they're flimsy, floppy.
Yeah, you could see through them.
And they just seemed so gross to me. And we weren't like a pickle household. Like, you know, like that was the only experience I ever had with pickles. But then once I had a good pickle, I was like, oh, you know what? Yeah.
Those McDonald's pickles, they are good on like a McDonald's cheeseburger, though. Again, just because you kind of need everything.
I've come around on that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But once I've stopped being disgusted by pickles, I was like, okay, this is a low quality pickle, but like I know what I'm getting
right
now.
But you get a burger with like some nice pickles on it. Delicious.
Agreed.
Tim, we mentioned earlier the idea of whether tomatoes are a fruit or a vegetable. Botanically speaking, which is...
Oh, you're always speaking botanically.
The only way I like to speak,
is
honestly.
Is this another sexual thing? Speak botanically
it
to
is
me,
sexual,
baby.
Tim. Let me explain it to you. A tomato is a fruit because it develops from the ovary of a flower and contains seeds.
Tom, this is disgusting. You're getting all sweaty. You're getting all hot and bothered over there.
But it is often considered a vegetable because it's savory and not sweet like most fruits.
Right.
But also, there was a Supreme Court ruling that decided whether
those assholes weighed in. What do they have to say?
Well, this was in 1893 in the case of Nix versus Heaton. And I was hoping it'd be
Nix versus Bulls.
I was hoping it would be in the case of the United States versus tomatoes. the court ruled that tomatoes should be considered a vegetable for tariff purposes. Based on the common culinary usage, this was a unanimous 9-0 Supreme Court decision.
Wow.
I didn't realize that there were different tariffs on vegetables than fruits.
They're squeezing small businesses. Yeah. They're squeezing farmers every which way.
Hey, they're squeezing tomatoes.
Yeah. That's how you make the sauce.
Yeah. That's another thing. And maybe that's why the small tomatoes, they can ship them better. Because that's another big issue is the tomatoes hitting each other and bruising.
Oh, yeah.
That's also a big reason why they have to get them. It's better to ship them before they're ripe because they're a little hardier. I made something with not cherry tomato, grape tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tonight for dinner, and I had to throw two of them away because they were all gross and bruised up.
Hey, Tom. But you know what? They're small, so you can do that.
Yeah.
And you still have other ones.
Yeah, if I had to throw two full-size tomatoes away, I go, oh, yeah, yeah.
Go bankrupt.
What am I going to do?
Can't make rent.
I'm just going to have to eat these tomatoes. Well, I mean, honestly, I probably would just cut around the bad parts. But it wasn't worth it with these little
tomatoes. You ever make your own tomato sauce? That's a no.
Yes, with from a can of tomatoes.
Yeah.
I know I've done it, and I've always been surprised at how easy it is.
Yeah, it's just time. Yeah. It's I mean, maybe sometimes thyme, but you know, you put a little bit of herbs in there. You get some nice tomatoes out of the
oregano,
can.
Some garlic.
You get the whole tomatoes, Tom, and then you hit them with an immersion blender.
Oh, I do. I get them, and then I have kitchen shears, and I put them in there, and I start
chop
just scissoring, scissoring the tomatoes.
Okay, very cool. Put some salt in there. Just put some herbs and spices. Mm-hmm. Lovely. And then you just simmer it for a week.
A week?
And then you put it on meatballs.
Yeah. You don't even have to simmer. I mean, yeah, the longer you simmer it, the better. But you don't have to necessarily even do it that long.
The longer the better, though.
The longer
right?
the better, but I'm saying if you're should I make some sauce or should I buy
Newman's Own?
No, I'm saying Prego or Ragu. You know, one of the lesser brands.
Yeah. All right. So in the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. it was Ragu versus Prego, right?
Yeah. I think they had commercials that pit them against each
100%.
other.
100%. Prego.
Mm-hmm.
Prego.
Yeah.
Were you always who the hell buys Prego? Yeah. Or were you not a Ragu household?
I don't really remember
landed. With the way they said Prego on both the Prego and Ragu commercials,
okay.
whether they were being painted in a positive or negative light.
You
I was
didn't
just I don't like the way this hits my
Is
my
it
ear.
Because it's short for pregnant?
No, I don't think so.
Because it was before people started using that vernacular, I think.
Yeah, no, that's why I always went to, she's Prego. Mm. You know who says that a lot?
Ew.
Stephen King writes that a lot in his books in dialogue. That or maybe that's just where I first
heard about it.
Yeah.
Maybe the King household is a Ragu household, and that's why he's trying to
Well, why would an association with somebody who's pregnant be negative, Tom?
Well, negative about something you want to eat.
You have weird associations with everything.
Because you want to eat Prego, and then you're Prego,
you think ripe
a pregnant
means
woman.
Ripe vegetable or a ripe fruit is a sexual thing. You're scissoring tomatoes. You're freaking, you think Prego sauce is something to do with romancing a pregnant woman.
You
have an unhealthy relationship with food.
Tim, as somebody who's half Italian, I can't believe you're saying this to me. I sound like I'm more Italian than you. I'm making love to the food. I'm making a love.
Yeah, but no, you're using it to feel skeeved out by food.
Yeah, all right.
And also, I don't appreciate the accent you used.
So yeah, they're fruits, but most people consider them vegetables, I guess. Tim, I want to talk about some of the world records around tomatoes.
Okay.
Tim, I was doing a deep dive into the current Guinness Book of World Records operation. I don't know what the hell's going on over there.
Where are they based?
They've lost the plot. I don't know where they're based. You would think somewhere international.
Not in the U.S., you mean?
Yeah. I don't know, The Hague or something.
Yeah. You'd think it'd be like something official.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or UN headquarters.
Let's hear about some of the world records.
All right. I'll start with maybe the most impressive and then move down. Oh, I also wanted to...
What is the biggest tomato?
Biggest tomato, yeah. Did I not copy the biggest tomato? Oh, here it is. The heaviest... No, that's the heaviest carrot. Okay, here we go. The heaviest tomato, Tim. How much do you think...
Why are you taking notes about the heaviest carrots,
Because I
Tom?
Got things to say about them.
This is next week's episode.
I've got the Guinness Book of World Records open in front of me. Tim, how heavy do you think the heaviest tomato
I don't
ever
know
was?
How heavy a tomato that I use... Do you ever use the scale at the super... Do they even have scales at the supermarket anymore?
No, they don't
anymore,
which is bullshit, because a few times... That has happened where like I'm buying something that I don't normally buy and it's like expensive. Like I feel like this happened recently with Brussels sprouts where Brussels sprouts are one of those things where the price of them can vary greatly, I think.
Yeah.
And It was like some crazy price per pound, but it's like, well, I need them, but I have no idea. Like, okay, that's a lot of money, but like,
right.
I only need half a pound or whatever. It's fine. I was looking around for a scale. Couldn't find one because I have no idea how much like one Brussels sprout weighs.
I'm pretty good at like if it's like, oh, you need like half a pound of green beans or something for this thing. I'll just eyeball it.
Yeah.
Generally pretty good at it. I get there.
Okay.
When I get it home and weigh it on my kitchen scale. And then also I'm just like, you know what? It's fine if there's more or less. Like these aren't like science.
Yeah.
It's not baking where it's like it's science. It's
right.
Just like,
yeah, it won't work.
There might
right.
be some more green beans or yeah. some less green beans than I'd like in
yeah,
this
I always
soup.
Eyeball garlic.
What do you mean?
Like when I'm cooking with garlic.
Oh yeah.
Like if a recipe calls for I'm always just like, more is better.
More is better. I think most of those recipes are written for Midwestern palates.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And hey, no offense to our friends in the Midwest.
Ah, offense.
Wow.
Nah, we don't have friends in the Midwest.
No, but it's not even the Midwest. Like I was saying this.
I'm just kidding. I was
saying this to Laura recently that it's like we go through so much garlic. We're always cooking with garlic. And I was like, do you remember like growing up, like, do your parents cook with garlic? And she's like, nah, not really. I was like, mine neither. Like, but I don't know, everything we make has garlic in it because that's just like a very easy, cheap way to make something taste better.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
No garlic and pickles in my house.
Yeah. So I feel like there are a few things like that I don't know. Our parents didn't really use all that much.
Yeah.
And that people our age and younger probably use.
Tom, I'm going to say 450 pounds.
No, it was 11.65 pounds.
What?
Yeah, it's not that big, right?
It's not big.
I mean, it's pretty big for
but
a tomato.
I'm
picturing
a tomato that, you know, you could sit on top of.
No, they're not like pumpkins where they'll just like grow forever, I think. Yeah. So it's like, all right, that's cool, but
11 pounds?
11
I feel
pounds
like I've
is
had
pretty
like
big.
Maybe a 9 pound.
No, because like an 11 pound tomato is like the size of a pumpkin.
Yeah, but I've seen
like
I've
a had... big pumpkin.
Yeah.
You haven't had a tomato that big.
You don't know how big the tomatoes I use are.
But then I was looking at some of these other records, as I said, all right, the heaviest carrot, 22 pounds. Tim, this carrot is the grossest carrot I've ever seen. It was disgusting. You would never want to eat this carrot.
Well, I bet if you just cut into a piece, just the orange part without the outside,
yeah,
you'd be none the... You know how, like, baby carrots are, like... just regular carrots.
What? No, yeah.
Just like fashioned down, into, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is so stupid. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, and then we're just throwing out the rest of it. The
So if they made, they could have made baby carrots or regular sized carrots out of that big carrot.
But I'm
you would
have
eaten that and been none the wiser.
This carrot, Tim, it looked like a you ever hear about a rat king?
Oh God, yeah.
This looked like a carrot version of a rat king. It just kind of looked like a, like, I don't know, like 50 carrots grew together into one big carrot.
Okay, yeah. I'm now against that carrot tone. I'm on your side.
It was revolting. But then I was looking at this one record. It was for a fucking gooseberry.
Well, I don't even know what a gooseberry is. It was just like
a little berry. Oh, yeah. And it was showing off this gooseberry. The world's here's the thing. It's the world's largest gooseberry. It weighs 2.28 ounces.
Yeah, I don't know what a gooseberry is though, so that might be very impressive.
It's like a little berry. So it's like basically a berry that's normally the size of maybe a grape, and this one was the size of, I don't know, like a handball.
Okay, I mean, that's pretty good.
It was pretty big, but
I'm just not into gooseberries.
It's big compared to...
I'm sure there's a gooseberry guy out there that's losing his mind.
Exactly. Look, it's big compared to a regular gooseberry.
If you want
it's huge
the
even.
Guinness Book of World Records to only be mass appeal records...
Yeah,
dumb,
kind of.
No, you got to get the niche. You want the gooseberry freaks to engage... You want something that'll titillate them on page, I don't know, 368. Who cares? You bury it. You get the guy in the with the longest fingernails. He's on page 3.
There are also a lot of tomato records I think we could beat tonight if we wanted to.
Is it tomato eating?
Yeah. Most tomatoes eaten in 1 minute. 8.
Wait, how big are these tomatoes?
I think just standard size tomatoes.
8 in a minute. No, Tom, that's too many tomatoes.
I think you could do it if you put your mind
to
it.
Did you eat the little stem?
I don't think so. This I feel like...
The seeds kind of make me sick a little bit.
This one I feel like there's some information missing because there's no way this could be as easy as it sounds. The most tomatoes cut in 1 minute... 11.
Cut?
It has to be more than just cutting 2, right?
I hope. I hope not. Let's set a record
tonight. I could
tonight.
Line up 11 tomatoes and go, and chop them all at once.
Especially if you have a really sharp knife.
Yeah. I do like to sharpen my knife and then cut some tomatoes.
Yeah. When's the last time you got your knife professionally?
I like to do it amateur. Okay. I've got a knife sharpener.
Do you have a whetstone?
No, I don't have a whetstone. What am I, from Mrs. Cohen's class? The song that we used to sing about getting a bucket?
I don't know this song. I have a whetstone. A knife company sponsored the show.
Oh, right. Oh, I have one then. Yeah.
It seems too complicated to use.
It seems too nice to use.
And there's a really old man that comes around in a very rusty truck every Saturday.
Yeah.
So once in a while.
Bring out your knives.
Yeah. He
rings
the
bell.
Yeah.
Yeah. He comes around here sometimes. Like every few years, not in any way that you could ever be prepared.
No, he's in this. Yeah, exactly. It was erratic, but now he's there every Saturday. Tom, if you want, I can take some knives home with me. I'll bring them back on Sunday.
I like to sharpen them myself. Thank you. Right. I don't trust this rusty old man.
It's pretty expensive, and he doesn't do a good job. I was about to say, hey, do you know the food truck that Cookie Monster and Gonger operate on Sesame Street? It looks like that, but I doubt you have that. Yeah,
I'm not
that point of reference.
Who's Gonger?
Gonger is this little pink guy, and he hits a gong.
Oh, okay.
And he cooks a lot.
I like
and he
him
goes,
already.
When the food's ready, he goes, "It's ready," and then he nice. Hits a gong.
All right.
And the way you're never gonna guess the way he says cinnamon.
How?
He goes, and we'll put in the cinnamon.
Oh, that's pretty funny. I like that too.
Gonger is the best of the post Henson Sesame Street Muppets.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Tim, what do you think is the world record for fastest time to drink a bottle of ketchup?
A standard bottle of ketchup? Like one that you would have in your refrigerator?
Like one you would see, like the Heinz bottles you would see on like a
I think
the glass ones you would see at a diner.
Out of a straw? Size.
Out of a straw.
Because otherwise, like, you're at the mercy of the slow drip.
Exactly. Which also, let me mention, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has standards for ketchup's consistency. If it flows too quickly from a container, it cannot be labeled as ketchup.
You know what?
They,
I'm not one
they
that
turn
says
you
that
away
government
and say,
overreach is a problem, but in some cases...
No, because you don't want
to
run ketchup.
We need to pay some goddamn bureaucrat to be like, oh, this isn't viscous enough.
Yeah, put in some more sugar,
please. Let the market
and then come
decide.
Back. No, because sometimes you get ketchup at like a restaurant and it's like runny because they like watered it down or something.
What?
I've had this happen a few times.
I do know that somebody in the biz told me that you buy the Heinz bottles and you put inferior ketchup in there.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Mm. But how much more could the Heinz cost in bulk?
Probably significantly, probably if they're doing that. Yeah.
Drinking ketchup 17 and a half seconds. And apparently it has to be
for the like
the whole thing or 95% of it through a straw.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Did that person barf?
Right, no,
constantly
but
for
right,
48 hours.
It's a disturbing video to watch because right
you
after
you watched a video of somebody drinking all that ketchup,
yeah, it only took 17 and a half seconds. And right after true. He was done, Timmy is like this horrific coughing fit, like as he's like, you know, like puts his hands up and like backs away, like time. He's like, it's awful.
That was a Guinness situation. Yeah, yeah. Also, like, I don't think they should be encouraging that behavior.
No.
Drinking ketchup out of a straw?
This guy has a...
How much sodium is in that? Was it a Heinz situation?
No. It looked like, I forget where... The guy's in Germany, and I guess it was like it didn't look like an American brand. It looked like maybe a German brand. But this guy also has a record...
Heinz.
The record for fastest time to peel and eat a grapefruit, most grapes eaten in 3 minutes, and most oranges peeled and eaten in 3 minutes.
Wait, the same guy has
yeah,
all those?
Yeah, but I don't know what the...
You know what?
I don't have those readily available.
Yeah, screw that guy.
You want to solve a problem?
Sure. Wow, Heinz is in Pittsburgh, huh? Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems, in which I, Tim...
And me, Tom.
Solve your problems. We haven't done this in a
very long time. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com.
I was just going to say, if you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at gmail.com.
Well, good thing I took that part.
Tom, this one comes from a lady. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a name, please?
Stacy.
Stacy Keach, that's a man, Tom.
Well, in this case, it's not Stacy Keach. I hope.
Stacy Carosi.
Oh, yeah. It's Stacy Carosi.
Ooh. Ooh la la. I'd like to play volleyball with her on the
beach.
With
Leah Remini? Okay. Yeah.
Hello, Tim and Tom, writes Stacy. I believe you are slap academics. Slapademics?
Yeah,
she
slapademics.
Says. I like her. She's got a good head on her shoulders. And I have nowhere else to turn except maybe one of those magazines you get in hospital waiting rooms. I've never been to the hospital, Tom.
I think it's regular magazines that they have in there. I don't think it's like hospital magazines.
I'm a longtime listener. In fact, I'm one of those people who listens to your show to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
This is where my problem starts. And by the way, I love it when people listen to our show to fall asleep.
Yeah.
It means that we can infiltrate their dreams.
Yeah. Means all the subliminal messages we've been working into the show are finally going to pay off.
I was listening to an old episode on poltergeists last night, and I agreed with Tim's assessment that ghosts are not scary, because what can they do? Just fold napkins and levitate objects? Big whoop.
They don't fold napkins.
Then I fell asleep. No, that's exactly an example that I gave.
Oh,
that,
really?
Like, a friend of ours was like freaked out. Jimmy. Freaked out that a napkin was folded on his bed. And only a ghost could have done it. Unfortunately, I think the ghosts were insulted by this devil-may-care attitude and decided to get revenge on me, because when I woke up today, I had a big slap mark on me. For context, I live alone, and this mark did not hurt a lot, but looked like a ghostly skeletal hand-shaped bruise.
Even if she didn't live alone, she could, I think it's fair to ask everybody in your household if anybody slapped you in the middle of the night.
Yeah. An hour later, when I got to work, the slap was gone.
Mm.
My question is, what do I do now? Should I try to appease this ghost by telling it how scary I think it is? Should I call a priest? Do I call a priest?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that again.
Okay.
You'll edit that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do live in an old building, but I like my flat and will not be scared out of it. Do I Kevin McAllister this creature? Can't do that with
a ghost. Yeah.
I will attach a picture as proof. I only hope you will also be slapped by this. I only hope you will also be slapped by this insecure, vengeful ghost.
Well, that just gonna make the ghost show. Even more pissed off.
Stacy, and then she
attached a photo.
Oh, she sent a follow-up email.
Oh, okay.
I meant to say, I only hope you will not also be slapped by this insecure, vengeful ghost. Whoops, good luck with that. And then she sent a link to this picture. You've seen the picture,
yes,
Tom.
Yes, yeah.
It does look like a skeleton's hand slapped her.
It doesn't necessarily look like it. It looks like a hand, like a hand print, which can look like a skeleton's hand.
Yeah,
because you know, you don't get like all the joints when you're doing it. But it looks legit. It looks like a slap mark. It looks like a handprint on her skin.
Yeah.
So
Tom, you're the resident ghost expert. We're both slap experts. As,
right. But
I
have an undergraduate degree in ghost studies. Well, I think it's interesting that, so presumably this happened because the episode was on and the ghost heard it and got mad at her.
She knew, the ghost knew that Stacy was agreeing with my stance, and I think wanted to teach her a lesson. I think that is the premise.
I don't know if ghosts can know what people are thinking.
Can they, if she was wearing earbuds, can the ghost know what she was listening to?
Yeah, they could hear it, I assume, because they could just get in between there. Yeah, I think they have like pretty sensitive
ears. So they can't get in between your brain waves, though?
I don't think they can know what you're thinking, but I think they can like get your vibe and your attitude. So they might have like...
What if she was like laughing and going like...
Oh, then, yeah.
That's
I could see
right, Tim.
Her listening to it and chuckling and the ghost not liking that one bit and deciding, you know what? Presumably this ghost...
Homie, don't play that, says the ghost.
Presumably this ghost is like from the Victorian era, like most ghosts, and probably didn't even understand what the hell's going on, where all the sound was coming from.
Right. I mean, if the ghost is hanging around, you see things progress.
I don't think ghosts learn about new technology and stuff.
What makes you say that?
Because you never hear stories about a ghost telling somebody like they get it. They know like what the internet is.
Why? When would that come up? They're slapping people.
Because they might
say, they're folding napkins.
Hey, don't put a picture of this somewhere. But in their mind.
Warning Stacy not to send us the picture.
They might be saying that, but in their mind they're thinking like, you know, it's a lot of work to get a picture. You're gonna have to like stand still for 5 minutes and then you gotta work with like silver nitrate and whatnot to develop it.
What communication do you think ghosts have with us? that with like us? we would know if they understand technology that they see. Like if this, if your home is haunted right now, this ghost sees you 22 hours a day on your computer, Tom, watching YouTube videos and on the dark web buying who God knows what components for your 3D printed gun. And the ghost just is like, okay, well, I don't know what that is, and I'm never going to learn. I've been in here for 100 years. You know what?
And now that I'm thinking about it, the one of the times I saw a ghost, it was at a computer. The ghost was at a computer. I was asleep. I wasn't asleep when I saw the ghost, of course.
You were asleep when the ghost presumably got to the computer.
Yeah, and then when it looked at me when it was on the computer.
Right.
But I don't know. It might have been like doing it as a goof. It might have been like, oh, look at me.
That was also Pete Townsend's... defense. He was like, a ghost did it. A ghost looked that stuff up on my computer.
Tim, that's not what it's nothing to do with anything like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know if a ghost knows enough. I'm just thinking a ghost doesn't, even if a ghost, it's a good, you know, I don't know how aware ghosts are of podcasts. And if it understood that Stacy doesn't know these people, you know. That don't take it out on her. Don't take it out on us either, by the way, ghosts.
Yeah. Or do. Try your best.
Wow. You heard it. Ghosts.
So if the ghost revisits Stacy, right, and hears us talking about ghosts again, because that's presumably what triggered the event, the ghost can't freaking track me down. She said flat. So she lives in a flat.
Yeah.
So she lives an ocean away from us, Tom. Uh-huh. What ghosts aren't mad if ghosts don't understand what a podcast is. Mm-hmm. How are the ghosts going to be like, oh, let me track down this guy that she's listening to through this medium that I don't even understand and travel across the world and find him and slap him in his belly?
They got ghost boats, the Titanic.
But where would he know where to go?
Get on the ghost Titanic and come to America. That's what happened in Ghostbusters 2. The Titanic showed up.
What should Stacy do? Stop listening to us?
No. I'm curious. You know what, Stacy? Put this episode on. I'm curious to see what happens. Either the ghost is going to get even madder at you, or it's going to travel through the phone lines to get Tim.
The problem is, Tom, Stacy's been asleep for 45 minutes, so she won't hear this advice.
so she won't
be able to follow up.
Yeah, and it also sounds like she's like listening to old episodes. Maybe she's like listening in order. It's going to be years before she gets to this.
Well,
but
email us at gmail.com, Stacy, when you do hear this, because we need more information. Let's trigger the ghost, Tom. Ghosts ain't shit, but will they even understand that? Do you think the ghost understood the homie don't play that reference?
Probably not.
Do they learn from In Living Color? Do they learn?
You have to say something more old-timey for the ghost.
Okay, how could we offend this ghost?
Ghosts are uncouth.
Yeah, this ghost isn't fit to tie my corset.
Wow. I wouldn't have gone that far.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get Stacy slapped again.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can find all our social media links, our Discord, our subreddit. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal Tim. Hey, join Blue Sky.
And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguy. We're starting a new book, Sapiens. The Sapiens, the story of humankind, story of mankind, something like that.
Look, cavemen and stuff.
It's about cavemen. It's about even older than cavemen, about all, at least the first part we read, about all these different species of humans that were around for a while that aren't around anymore.
Sapiens, a brief history of humankind.
Yeah. Patreon.com. You've seen this book at the airport.
I've seen it everywhere. Yeah. You've seen it on every single Tech Bros reading list. And I don't normally read books.
I like that. I've read this book already. I'm reading it again.
Cheating.
I like this book a lot. I get why it's so popular. And maybe you will too by going to patreon.com/complete guide. And you get those episodes. You get the back episodes of Books of Podcasts. It's great. It's everything you ever need and more. Tim, any closing thoughts about Tomatoes?
I didn't get to most of the things. I wanted to get to hybrid versus heirloom tomatoes.
Oh, boy.
Heirloom tomatoes, very old. Hybrid, gas and electric. So I guess we covered that. But I was just thinking, Tom.
Yeah.
How sad I was that Paul Rubens died.
Yeah. That doesn't have anything to do with tomatoes.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, one of the best performers out there.
Yeah.
As ever out there.
And look, I don't think we need to like weigh in on it, but for some reason, during Stacy's email, I was thinking about Paul Rubens. I think the idea of getting slapped by or awakening a ghost maybe made me think of Pee Wee's Playhouse a little bit. Like, but there were no ghosts in Pee Wee's Playhouse, huh?
No, there is a pterodactyl and a map. And a chair.
A globe, not really a map. Or there was a map, too,
yeah, there
right?
is there yeah. is the globe and the map. Mappy and globy, maybe?
No globy.
I know Terry was the pterodactyl and Cherry was Sherry.
Yeah.
And Cowboy Curtis was Larry.
Sorry, did you have anything else about tomatoes?
Oh, I did have one last thing. You remember that Heinz commercial with Matt LeBlanc?
Yeah, he put the bottle of ketchup on the top of a building and tilted it.
Yeah.
And then went all the way down the stairs.
Ran down the stairs.
Hot dog or a hamburger?
Yeah, I think it was a hot dog.
And then by the time he got downstairs, the ketchup came and poured on it. But what stopped the ketchup?
Tim, that's my exact question, because he does it like in front of a girl, right?
Yeah.
Who's like, wow, I'm going to sleep with that guy. Look how cool he is. He somehow ketchuped a hot dog from the sky.
Huh. This guy must, he makes it rain hot dog. He must know God.
Yeah, I don't completely understand what the implication is there, but it was like, wow, what a cool guy. But that's always been my problem with it. What stopped the ketchup? Because if he did that in real life, the ketchup would have just kept going and that woman would have kept walking.
What stopped the ketchup?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Pee Wee Herman.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.